Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside. Final hour tonight. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
We're in the end game now.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, we'll get to the big move in the NFL today coming up in a second. We got Wagner's head coach stopping by with us in about 20 minutes. But it's also now 5 hours until opening day of Major League Baseball, right? We talked to John Paul Morosi earlier in the show. He's going to join us tomorrow night. He is in Seoul, South Korea for the opening of the Major League Baseball season, Dodgers and Padres. And you asked me a few minutes ago, are you going to stay up to watch the game?
Yeah.
Game begins 3 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, 6 a.m. on the East Coast.
I got an all-night diner down in Manhattan Beach. You ready?
All-night diner in Manhattan Beach. Okay.
Come on down by the water.
Okay.
The kettle.
Okay.
They'll feed you whatever you want.
See, but...
we could rally.
See, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Because I got to imagine there's going to be a couple of bars opening like it's an EPL game.
And that's
right. Let's go.
I'm not going to work for 3 days because I need to watch Manchester United. But all those games are in the middle of the day, middle of the week, right? That's what it is. Noon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, EPL games.
Well, we get some of those, but we get some morning games,
middle
too.
Middle day, middle of the
week, you do. We get some early ones.
But I got to tell you, look, I'm 53 now, right? So years ago, would I have gotten up at 3 in the morning or stayed up to watch again? Yes, I would have. But I'll tell you exactly what it would happen for me right now. And I'll tell you what happened for most people right now.
Yeah.
The idea of staying up and someone, hey, come over my house, 3 a.m., going to watch the Dodgers, Padres, whether it's in L.A., San Diego, come over my house, I got sandwiches, we're going to have food, so-and-so's coming over, other people are coming over, it sounds awesome, right? Oh, we're like, yeah, I'm going over, jumping knucklehead Billy's for the game.
Yeah, but we
it's
going to
be great.
I get it.
But it's like, okay, it sounds great. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great. And then you realize, well, I'm just going to stay up, right? Because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay up. Yeah. And all of a sudden, like 2 o'clock, you're like, oh, my eyes are really heavy. Oh, man. And you get there and, I'm here for the game. Yeah, 3 o'clock's great. And maybe you're good through, like, the first inning.
Yep.
And then the second inning comes and you go, yeah, I think I'm going to go home.
What have I done? No, that's true.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to go.
That moment
well, you just got it. We're just top of the second inning. Yeah, I'm really tired. I still have to work. I got to be at work at 9:30. I got to go. I know it's 3:30.
No, I get it.
I got to go. You know what it is? It's the Vegas scene from Swingers when they get in the car at midnight. Vegas, baby, Vegas. Yeah. Then they fast forward. It's like, Vegas, baby. Hey, wake up. Vegas, baby, Vegas. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
There's something to be said for that.
Vegas.
Especially as you
That's
said.
The parties are. They sound better.
At 50.
No, even I think even though if I was like 25 or 30,
no,
I'd be like, yeah,
but,
I don't know.
If I was in college,
yes, because then I could justify that to myself to say, oh, I'm not going to class at 8 o'clock. I got to watch Dodgers Padres. I'm skipping class.
Yeah, but in your 20s, you're saying, yeah, I'm not old yet because I can still do this.
Yeah, but when you still have to work. Yeah, no. There's
Depends
times,
on
man.
The job, though.
Yes, dude.
Can you hide for a day?
Hey.
From a guy, I know people with plenty of jobs that can hide for a shift
from a
or
guy,
two.
From a guy who used to go out until 4 in the morning on Saturday nights in Syracuse when I was living there, mm-hmm. and yet go to work Sunday morning at 8 o'clock for an 8-hour shift in a supermarket, yeah, I can't believe I did that. And it was those days were just awful. Those were when I had my Michael Bolton days, because I'm out so late at night and I'm talking till 4 in the morning. Then I get up at 8 in the morning and I go in and my voice is like this. I can hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had a great Michael Bolton voice when I was like 22. How am I supposed to live without you? Like, that was my normal voice. It's Michael Bolton. How am I supposed to live without you?
Not the way you're singing it.
Now that I've been loving you so long. Yeah, that's Michael Bolton. When all that I've been living for.
You're fooling the Michael McDonald register.
No.
Man, you got to move that down. You want to go Bolton.
Whoa, China Grove. No, that's Michael Bolton. Tell me that you'll leave.
Doc Rivers does Michael.
Someone swept your heart away. Not my fault you're leaving. Not my fault. How am I supposed to? I can live without anybody. Can't live without Giannis. Giannis is great. Can't live without him. Anybody else is all good.
But it's kind of cool to go in with that voice.
He's a sole.
I mean, think about the number.
He's
of
a
time.
Sole provider of offense for us. I'm telling you, that's what Giannis does.
But think about the number of times you went on air. And your voice was a bit raspy because you'd been screaming at a karaoke bar.
Yeah, but no. No, that would have been more for Jets games on Sunday,
or
whatever
Jets
it was.
Games, yeah.
But no, but I had a great, that was my voice at 8 o'clock. It was, oh, yeah, what do you need? You need snow, okay.
Feeling good.
Tell me that you're leaving. Just
look upon
to
your
hear
face.
It straight from you.
I see it's true. Yeah. You're a jerk. Now I'm going to be singing Bolton songs all night.
Tell me how am I? All right, so
the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
You remember today is the
Lonely Island.
You almost captured. So while everybody is realizing that Dodgers Padres parties sound better than they are,
let's go. 2 a.m. Our guy Tim Cates with the pregame. AM 570 LA Sports. Come on now.
Ready to go. Hey, how many shots that you got in that coffee? 7. Yeah, all
you
right.
Be jacked up.
I'm the Pedro Pascal of radio hosts. I just got 7
curious
shots in this
how
coffee.
Many donuts and whatever sugary things you can get through.
But speaking of this.
Yeah.
Big move in the NFL today. We talked about it last hour, the effect on the Jets. Mike Williams and wide receivers in free agency. Signed to the Jets 1 year and up to $15 million.
Oh, it's a big bet. Yeah.
One of the big aspects of this went viral earlier today because a Jets fan knew that Mike Williams was going to be visiting, so he paid for a breakfast sandwich, bacon, egg, and cheese, or ham, egg, and cheese, whatever it was, from a local restaurant, to be delivered to the Jets headquarters for Mike Williams. And it went, hey, this guy decided, hey, I want him to sign. I'm going to buy him a breakfast sandwich. And there's video of Mike Williams after, you know, he signed his contract. They give him the sandwich, and he eats it. And he takes a bite and goes, where's this place at? You know, kind of fun, whether he liked the sandwich or not. And now all of this is, oh, my goodness, the breakfast sandwich got him. That and $15 million
Taylor
got
ham,
him there.
Egg and cheese.
Yeah. So I tell you. And I'll be honest with you. I tell you, Mike Harmon, I'll tell you. At a very young age, I learned what it meant to have a bacon, egg, and cheese or a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich on the left side of noon. Okay? When I started working the supermarket at Pathmark, Wegmans was Syracuse, but Pathmark was Staten Island. Yeah, Wagner College! And every Saturday morning, everybody that came into work at 9 o'clock, you know, I'm out Friday night late, obviously, come into work.
No, it's
early.
A rough Saturday morning, yeah.
And they say, hey, we all take our break together at 10:30.
You know what's great, though? You all showed up.
Yeah, no,
everybody run these kind of jobs now. People ain't showing up.
If you were late a couple of times, you would be out of the department. Like
Lazy, like
our manager would say, Joe Cusimano, he would say, you can't work here if you come in late. You can't come in late.
Good.
Nobody was late. So, but we all took our breaks together at 10:30. It's like, okay, great. And I remember the first time someone said, hey, because someone was always in charge of getting the break food. And say, hey, we're going to get food. What do you want? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, we always go and get food. And I go, oh, I'm hungry. What do I got? He goes, well, I go to this place and everybody gets bacon, egg, and cheese or ham, egg, and cheese sandwiches. I said, really? He goes, yeah, they're really good. I said, okay, I'll have a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. All right, great. Goes, gets it, brings it back, 10:30. I open it up. It's piping hot. Cheese is melty all over the scrambled egg.
Well, they had you in cheese.
The bacon is crispy as hell. And the best part, the bread is really soft. And I took my first bite and I said, oh, my God. God, where have you been? I know I'm 16, but I needed this years ago. I'll tell you, man, bacon, egg, and cheese, ham, egg, and cheese, unbelievable.
See, our guys that are with us here tonight, they're laughing because they're thinking of that meme of that little kid who's half asleep in his high chair, and he's got that burger, and he's got his eyes shut, and it's like a religious experience. We're thinking of a little Jason Smith at that point.
Oh, yeah. I'm just, because right now I've been thinking, the soft bread that I could just, you know, squeeze in my hand, and the crisp bacon, and the cheese that's all over, getting that big bite of cheese, and the fluffy eggs, and I mean, look, any place that serves that does it right.
I do have a place that just
opened near us. Because it's hard to mess it up.
Which is more a bagel place, but they do the bagel sandwiches like that.
Okay.
It works.
No, the thing about having that in a bagel,
transport it to get it here.
Yeah, it's hard because
it's integrity.
Yeah, because once you let it get cold, like you can't do it anymore. Like you have to eat it all when it's hot.
No, that's it. This is a really good place.
And trying to eat a bacon, egg, and cheese or a ham, egg, and cheese on bagel is harder because the cheese falls out of it a lot. But you get it on bread or like a croissant. Like Mike Williams has that bite.
They do,
and,
they do
man.
The croissant.
Jets,
that is an option.
I mean, you said you send a bacon, egg, and cheese, ham, egg, and cheese sandwich. Suddenly he's like, oh. Like,
you can tell. Like, over hearts and minds.
Like, that's the first time he probably had it. Like, you know, he's an athlete, training table his whole life, everything else. I'm 29. I'm not going to get paid a lot more after this. I can have a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich right here. Hey, this is good. Where is this place?
Evidently a content dude that has like 34,000 followers. It's that easy, man.
Yeah.
Send sandwiches to people.
See, and now...
You're going to have a visit? Here's the sandwich.
Here's the best part, is that now that's going to take off as a thing. Like, people are going to be saying, oh, free agent is visiting? Let's send him a sandwich.
Send him a deep dish pizza from Manny Brothers.
When I saw Mike Williams just opening the sandwich, I go, he didn't send him a drink? He didn't send him a drink, too, or something small?
A tasty beverage.
Yeah, how about you? I mean, he's got to have something to drink.
To wash down this,
you know, here's
tasty
some,
burger.
Here's some kind of, like, flavored seltzer water or something
well,
like that.
Something,
you
know.
You can't just send a sandwich. You got to get something to drink. Like, I'm not going to order, hey, what do you want? Bacon, egg, and cheese. What do you want to drink? Nothing. No, I'm going to get something to drink.
Well, I think probably figured you'd like a nice, you know, hot cup of coffee from the Jets. Or I mean, Jets have to be
you're
on the hook
get coffee
for
there.
You
know. No, but if you're going to send somebody, send them a drink, too.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever ordered something to eat right there and not gotten a drink?
Yeah.
Well, of course. You always get a drink.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no? You've gone into ordered something to eat and not gotten anything to drink.
And walked out with
you're
it?
You're a lie. No, I mean, you're going to eat right there.
You're going to eat right there?
He's going to eat right there.
No, you're going to get a glass of water.
Of course you are. You're going to get at least something to drink with something with viscosity.
Maybe is drinking oil now?
Tonight's show brought to you by Valvoline.
What the hell? Viscosity.
That's a good word. I like
it's
viscosity.
It's one of those words you start using when you're, you know, getting ready to go to the doctor for a colonoscopy. Yeah, the viscosity of the stuff you're guzzling down.
It's very viscous what you had. It's very viscous.
That's great.
Viscous. Wasn't he a ruler of ancient Greek? Viscous? Yes, he was viscous.
If not, he is now.
Viscosity.
No, it's good.
But I'm telling you.
Well, a seltzer water would have gone well in New York, right?
Right, a flavored seltzer water. Yeah, that's it right there.
Like those little stubby bottles?
Yeah, that used to be the ones from the delis.
The stubby bottles. This
is a really stubby bottle. It says it's got like 96 grams of sugar. How is that? It's a tiny bottle of water.
It's got 4 days' worth of carbs.
But look, you may not like some of my sports takes. You may not like, but I will never steer you wrong on three things. Right. Well, I never see you wrong on sports, but you just come around to it because sometimes you disagree. And I get that. That's how the show goes. But TV, movies, and food, I'm not going to steer you wrong on. Bacon, egg, and cheese. See, bacon, egg, and cheese I like better than ham, egg, and cheese because you can mess up ham, egg, and cheese a little bit easier because whether you cook it too much and it gets dry. But bacon is, I mean, bacon's bacon. It's hard to mess up bacon. Just throw it on there. As long as it's hot, it's bacon. Right? But ham, egg, and cheese, a little bit tougher to get going there.
Okay.
And he ate it when it was cold.
No,
like how long was that? How long was that thing there for before he ate it?
I don't know.
And did someone taste it for him? Like I think no. Someone else who was a less valuable member of the Jets needed to test that and make sure it wasn't poisoned.
Why would you think that a guy was trying to take Mike Williams out?
I don't know, but I would get somebody like Zach Wilson. Hey Zach, try this maker. Make sure it's good for Zach.
Hey, you haven't been traded yet. You're now the food tester. Wow, I went from starting quarterback to food tester.
Hey, remember
to make sure they didn't poison Mike Williams.
Remember in school when
the mighty have fallen.
Remember in school when you learned in ancient cultures when the king would have a food taster when he thought someone would poison him? Yeah, here, try this sandwich before we give it to Mike Williams.
But I used to be the king of this locker room.
Now try it right here.
You've been deposed.
What was the food? Wait, what was the movie with Bradley Cooper where he started out as like he was running the circus? Everything and at the end,
Nightmare Alley.
He became the geek. Yeah.
Him and Kate Blanchett. Great movie.
You're only the geek for a little while. Oh, it was so sad. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's Zach Wilson. He was the king, and now he's
ran the grift.
I only need a geek for a little bit. Yeah, you know, that's fine. Only a little bit till I find somebody else.
I'll find you.
But
that's a great underrated movie. Nicely done.
Yeah, but. But
terrifying.
I'm surprised that, you know, this is great. We got video of it, and I know that it's documented, but, you know, strange people bringing you food and stuff. I don't know.
Well, but I mean, look, you could even do that by the different delivery services. How do you know a guy's not taking a nice taste?
Well,
because
it's not just any dude. It's a guy that works for, because I could sue the hell out of DoorDash or food for now or whatever.
That's a thing. 8 slices of a pizza and you cosmetically, you take one out, eat it, and now you rearrange the slices so it still looks like it's whole.
You want to know the best trick I ever pulled on Zoe 2 years ago? I did this. Last year I did this on Zoe. So we bought
Zoe's Jason's daughter.
So we got a pie on Pie Day from Marie Callender's, a chocolate satin pie, and it was in the refrigerator. And Zoe got home from school like, "Oh, we can have it." I go, "Great. You want to get slices?" I said, "Hey, I haven't checked it yet." She goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "Well, I haven't checked it because of the pie stuff." She goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "Well, there's this thing and I already had a slice like before she came home." So I said, "Yeah, no, there's this thing that from Marie Callender's and places that sell pies, Caro's and all these places, that people who work there have been taking slices out and for themselves and then giving you the rest of the pie, hoping that no one would notice. So if we have a pie that's got a slice taken out of it, we have to bring it back. We can't eat it." So she goes, "There is a slice missing." And I felt so bad because she was so heartbroken because she thought, "We can't have a pie. We got to bring it back."
"No, we can't have it. It's tainted."
I said, "No, baby girl, I'm just kidding. We can have it." She looked at me. She's like, "Dad." But she goes, "There is a slice missing." She saw a little bird with a broken wing. Let me help you with that. "Oh, there is a slice missing."
Did she feel sorry? I mean, happy for the delivery person that they got that slice, that maybe it was their sustenance for the day? Or was it more just you screwed up my pie?
Just happy that I let her off the hook right away and she could have a piece of pie. Like, that was like, okay, we can have pie, right?
Run at all?
No, I could. But the way she said that, there is a slice. But like, okay, no, we got to have the pie now. We can have the pie. It's okay. Baby girl.
Is this where you had the talk about Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, or rabbits or leprechauns?
No, it is. Leprechauns. Let's have a conversation about leprechauns right now. Hey.
Trolls.
Dodgeball is a sport of degradation and embarrassment. Okay. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, bacon, egg, and cheese. We'll talk to Wagner head coach Donald Copeland. Plus, the biggest takeaway so far of day one of the NCAA tournament. That's next right here. Jason and Mike. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible.
You know
what? Possible. Just forget
you
what those
what?
Clowns
forget
say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios, where tonight was a big night. Night one of the NCAA tournament, Virginia gets rolled by Colorado State 76-42.
Yeah, did you like my sound effect? That was like Jim Boeheim right there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you did. Boeheim.
Oh no.
Little kinks to work out in the Jim Boeheim analyst role tonight. A little bit.
I don't know. The excited utterance. But yeah, that game was. I mean, Virginia was one of those teams hotly debated, right before they make their appearance on the court tonight. We all got robbed.
And TJ, clearly, everyone's saying, "Come on, Virginia, don't make me wait." Your offense starts much too late in this game against Colorado State, DJ.
Going home and watching the Billy Joel night on The Masked Singer, are you?
You know, look, here's the thing. Virginia, you're talking about a team that not too long ago was the NCAA champion, right? Mm-hmm. They lost in the first round to UMBC. They win the championship. Virginia was a giant. They were a monolith.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Their defense was terrific. Their offense was good enough. They hit threes. Now they're just a not fun team to watch play. They're probably the least fun team to watch play in all of college basketball. But when you look at teams that were dominant, and now you want to say what's happened to them over the last, like, why suddenly were they winning and why are they not? And why are teams suddenly winning who didn't win at all? You look at when NIL became a thing and transfer portal became a thing, some teams handle that great and some teams don't handle it. Not that I know the ins and outs of Virginia basketball, but if you're dominant all the way, you keep that going. And then when suddenly you can't really compete and you're all the way down, or other teams have said, hey, we've gone from being an also-ran team and now look at us because we figured out NIL in the transfer portal, right? Look at Syracuse, who was the lowest mid-major team. That if they win six games a year, I was happy going to a bowl game. Now I feel like in a year we can compete for the ACC championship if the ACC is still around.
Well, but it's how much do you lean into it, right? Yeah. One of my many complaints about the Northwestern administration was, hey, this is tailor-made for all, look, and the academics are always going to be there. And Virginia's got a bit of that as well, but mm-hmm. so does Syracuse, so does Duke. It's all a matter of how much you're going to lean into it and try to navigate it, and how much your coaches want to do that as well. For Tony Bennett, you look at the last couple of years since that national title, you got a couple of misses, and then you get this embarrassing run off the court kind of performance.
I mean, it's
look, shot 25%.
It's not rocket science. Understand? Okay, what happened? Well, NIL happened and transport will happen, and now you're seeing schools. Well, we have a tough time picking that up, and now that's why we're losing. Or hey, we have a great time picking it. We're made for this. We're built for this, and now we're winning. Right? You just see that. But let's not take away from the biggest story of the day. My Wagner College Seahawks.
My Seahawks.
Wagner Seahawks win over Howard.
You didn't come walking in with a Wagner shirt on.
You know what? It's tough to find Wagner swag. You can't even find Wagner swag on eBay.
Really?
No. And I told you. Best actor, Wagner College Summer Camp, 1979. I figured out last night. I went to summer camp at Wagner College, 77, 78, 79, and 80. I went 4 years in a row for camp, because Staten Island, where I grew up, that's Wagner College. 4 years in a row, I went 79 best actor. I probably have more Wagner College acting awards than Robert Loggia and Fran Drescher, who both went to Wagner.
How about that?
I guarantee it right there.
Well, they might have gotten their Lifetime Achievement Awards, or maybe their Master Thespian.
Wagner College Awards. Best Actor, 79 Summer Camp, Wagner College Acting Awards. I think I have more.
I was just saying that they were going to come back and dedicate a theater to them or something.
They should dedicate a theater to me.
I mean, Feech.
Come on, man. It's my Wagner Seahawks. I could skin in the game here.
Yeah, you don't like that. I keep referencing
it. Feech. I know. Ah, for look behind you. It's a guy that went to Wagner College, Robert Loggia.
Best actor.
Yeah, buddy. Best actor. 1979.
I got to see a picture of that. There's got to be a copy of the performance.
You're talking about it.
It was better than Virginia's performance.
Jason Smith's performance. You want me to talk about his performance on a play in 1979? His performance.
The guy forgot
three lines today. Talk about his performance. Come on. What did he have? Seven RBIs? Eight RBIs. I think that's my favorite part of the sort of when he says, what do you have, seven RBIs? Eight.
Let me correct you. You're in the middle of a rant,
eight.
And you may haul off and deck me any second.
Eight.
Let me correct you.
JFC, I can't believe that, right? But my Wagner College Seahawks, my hometown, where I grew up, all the camps I went to on Grimes Hill, the football games, the basketball games, Wagner College swag.
I'm working to find you some swag.
So,
you're going to pay for it, but it's Wagner swag.
Wagner's got North Carolina coming up, but what to make of their game tonight? Joining us now on the hotline, Wagner College head coach Donald Copeland, who doesn't understand, but he will in a second, that he and I share a history that he might not be aware of. So, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. How's it going?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I want to tell you that, you and I share, because a little bit before you were born, I was winning acting awards at Wagner College camps during the summer. I went there 4 years in a row. I'm from Staten Island. I grew up there, man. I got Wagner College in my blood.
Okay, we got to get you something up in the Hall of Fame room then, if that's the case.
Absolutely. Hey, 1979, best actor. We did the end of summer camp play, and I won it. And I think I won more than Fran Drescher and Robert Loggia. I think I'm feeling pretty good right now.
That's pretty good, man. I got to bring that up for you guys right now.
Hey, I'm just talking to a guy. But I grew up there. I went to Curtis. Congratulations on one of the biggest moments in Staten Island sports history. Congratulations.
No, thank you so much, man. I'm really happy we were able to do it because, I mean, you know as well as anybody how supportive they are, especially of Staten Island, but of the college as well, man. So it's really special.
So tell me, what's going through? You guys had a big lead. Howard's able to knock it down. That last possession, they take a couple of shots that don't go. Tell me the emotions. What's going through your head while you're watching that?
No, I think, you know, I expected them to come back. You know, I did not expect to keep that team down double digits. We talked about it at halftime. Honestly, I told these guys that's a championship level program. They're not going to go away. Expect them to come back. Expect things to not go well for you. That's when our culture needs to be shown right there. And I thought my guys did a good job of it. You know, the end moments, we didn't execute great offensively against their press, the trap. I thought they did a really good job. And then they got some transition baskets, which were big momentum plays for them, especially in a comeback. But, you know, we executed to get the ball in bounds. We got it to the guy we wanted, which is Julian Brown, to get fouled. He stepped up, made free throws. And then, you know, we just made him miss the last couple of possessions. I know they got a wide open one, but the other ones were pretty covered. So we were just fortunate one of those didn't go in.
Coach, you experienced the tournament as a player. How much of that helped in getting guys prepared for this night tonight?
A little bit, because I was able to talk to them about just what the experience is going to be. It's going to be great. I want them to enjoy it. I'm so happy that they are. But at the same time, that the team you're playing is going to be ready to go. They're going to be just as excited as you. So you're not getting a team that's coming out flat or not ready. So you have to find that in you right now to continue to be what we've been and give yourself to the preparation. And I thought my guys did a good job of that.
So what does it feel like? The team was on national television, you know, tonight, getting to see the game. Are you guys going to go back and watch the game? Like, what's your big plan for tonight?
Well, we're waiting to catch a flight right now because we have to get to Charlotte for the 2:45 game. So I don't think we have time to look at ourselves right now and celebrate this win. We got to move on and try to get as prepared as we can for a really good North Carolina team. So that's where the focus is going to be right now.
Oh, well, I'm already taking you in my bracket to beat North Carolina. Yeah. So yeah, that is cinch. It's already there.
Coach, you busted out the Sharpie earlier.
We're gonna try not to let you down, man. They're really good, man. They're as good as advertised. I'm starting to learn them right now. I mean, I've already begun watching them, but that's as good as a team in the country for sure.
Have you heard from anybody yet? Is your phone blowing up after the win tonight?
Yeah, I haven't been able to get to everybody. I mean, I looked at my phone. I, as you can imagine, a lot of support from a lot of people. I was able to speak to my parents, my father, my mother. I spoke to Coach Early. We talked for a little while. You know, outside of that, it's been real text messages. I talked to Bashir Mason. You know, we had a moment. I talked to Dwayne Lee, who's an assistant coach at GW. We grew up together. So it's been fun so far, man.
Now, it's great. You know, you played under Bob Hurley at St. Anthony's High School. You know, you won 2 state titles. I think you should, next time you call him, say, hey, and we're going to kick the crap out of UConn. If we just, they've got to stay out of our way now.
No, he's got a root for Danny. I know that. He's very proud of Danny. But Coach Early and I have always remained in contact throughout the years, man. I know he's happy for me and how I'm doing it. You know, more importantly, bigger than the wins, I think, you know, definitely how we do it. I think he couldn't be more proud about it.
Let's think, Coach. Year 2 NCAA appearance, as Jason said, national TV and in the eyes of the world, because you're the first to stamp a win in this year's tournament. I mean, that's got to feel good on so many levels.
It does, man. It really does. And I'm really happy for the players, man, because, you know, this is what you come to college for, which is why you want to play in college, to play on this stage, NCAA tournament, you know, and the fact that we got to be the first team, one of the first two teams playing. I thought that was big for them because they don't get these opportunities a lot. I was just glad that they came out and played the right way. And that was good to see. That was comforting for me.
And in closing, Coach, I'm already planning the parade route from Grimes Hill along Forest Avenue. All right, we'll get out to the mall. And then we'll kind of turn. So I'm already planning that parade route for you. So when you know, I'll let you know everything's going to go.
No, definitely. Thank you. We got to map that out because it gets a little crowded, especially in these moments right now.
Oh, awesome, congratulations, coach. Donald Copeland, head coach, Wagner College Seahawks, getting ready for what will be a huge upset of the North Carolina Tar Heels. You heard it here first. Coach, congratulations. Say hi to the guys. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you after you beat North Carolina.
All right. Hey, thank you.
There you go. Go get him, coach. Good luck with the prep.
After you beat North Carolina.
Let's go.
I got you after that. We'll get you.
I like that.
You like how the first like minute of the interview, like he's probably waiting for a question about the game, and I'm saying, so in 79, I won best actor at Wagner College.
Really? You timed that at a minute? You got a real slow count there.
Well, it was about a minute.
Are you rounding down?
Like a minute, minute 45. Like it was about a minute. It was about a minute.
Round down.
Am I going to get a question about the game? No, let me tell you. And then I went to camp again in 1980.
But it's all about a connection. And, you know, you could have gone into your favorite meals from your four summers there. I mean, there's a lot. You could have really fleshed that out.
Yeah.
So I was pretty impressed that you just went with it and was just about your best actor. Yeah. And you did get Robert Loggia.
And Robert Loggia. I wonder if he knows who Robert Loggia is.
He'll look him up.
Who's this guy? But now he said, he's going to get me in the Wagner College Hall of Fame.
How about that?
In the Hall of Fame.
Legend.
What Will Ferrell is to USC, I am to Wagner College.
You know what you're going to need to do like Will Ferrell with USC?
What's that?
Write a check.
No. I bring the notoriety of popularity. That's what I bring. I didn't write a
check.
No. You're going to put me in the Hall of Fame.
You got to help with the NIL, man.
He's going to tell the guys about what I just said about them. I'm going to be the guy. Paul Rudd and the Royals, me and Wagner College. I didn't even go there. I just went there for summer camps and saw games there and everything. My Wagner College Seahawks. And I do have to admit, there is a lot more Wagner College swag on Amazon than I expected.
See, there you go.
Not on eBay. eBay is pretty tough to get.
Yeah, no, but Amazon, we found your hookup.
Yeah,
so let's go.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Well, I'm sorry, Wagner College Hall of Famer Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Time now to find out what's trending in the wide world of sports. Kevin Wyatt, what do you got for us, my friend?
Yeah, speaking of Wagner, they're on to the round of 16. They had a big game against Howard, the first of the first four, as March Madness getting started off in a big way. Close game as Wagner, they led by 11 at halftime, but Howard came slowly inching back, and they had a chance to win it at the end, had three chances down by 3 points to sink a three-pointer. They just could not get it in, and Wagner holds on to win it by a score of 71-68. Number 10, Colorado State and Virginia, battle of 10 seeds, and it's the Rams winning at 67-42. And Virginia, they shot 25% for the game. They had just 14 points in the first half, and they only made 5 field goals.
I think they had 14 field goals for the game.
Yeah. I mean, it was an all-around ugly performance by the Cavaliers. Colorado State advances to play the round of 64 on Thursday and will face Texas. In the NBA, everything has gone final. Huge matchup atop of the Western Conference. Nuggets and Timberwolves, and Denver gets themselves into a tie atop of the Western Conference, holding on to beat Minnesota 115-112 as Nikola Jokic coming on late in that game as he had 35 points and 16 rebounds. Anthony Edwards, a good effort on his part, 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. Mavericks hold on against the Spurs 113-107. Pelicans pound the Nets 104-91. Rockets over the Wizards 137-114, and the Magic take care of the Hornets 112-92. Back to you guys.
Thanks a bunch, K-Dub. The Jason Smith Show. Sorry. Wagner College Hall of Famer Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, a wild and developing story as we are just a few hours away from opening day in Major League Baseball. Plus, we remember an absolute legend gone way too soon. That's coming up next. Jason and Mike. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Well, coming up about, let's see, about 4 hours and 12 minutes
from
now.
That is right.
Opening day in Major League Baseball from Seoul, South Korea, Dodgers and the Padres.
Can't wait. I'm going to learn all those chants and cheers and dances.
Are you really going to stay up?
Hell no.
3 o'clock? No, of course not. No, it's tough, man.
You
it's
know
a
what?
Tough
when
ask.
When we first started the show, like the momentum of finishing out the 4 hours and the amount of coffee consumed, it would keep rolling.
Like, well, you would say to me, I'm up till 5 in the morning all the time. Like, go to bed. Go to bed.
But I would try it. I would lay there and stare at the walls.
Go to bed.
So I would try to be productive.
Yeah.
Now I'm old.
Yeah, no.
And like, if I was at home right now instead of our beautiful TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios,
sure.
I'd be able to turn off my machine and roll over and fall asleep. That's where I'm at. Life comes at you fast.
You're like Grandpa Simpson. I don't have to sit here and take this. I can just...
I kind of can sleep standing up like a horse at this point.
But a big wild story ahead of this game. Fox 11 reporting this a few minutes ago. There was a bomb threat that drew a police response ahead of the Dodgers game in South Korea at the stadium where they're going to be playing. And the quote from the threat was, "I will harm Ohtani."
Yeah.
That was the quote. Bomb threat drew the police response, and what we're seeing right now is that the bomb threat was not credible, and the game will proceed as planned. Now, this is where we're at right now. Again, Seoul police confirming that the bomb threat that was targeting the Sky Dome and Ohtani was not credible. Not credible. So the Dodgers Padres will play a game as planned.
You say this per the LA Times. Police in Seoul identified the perpetrator as an individual with a history of false claims. So there you go.
There we go.
Guy who does this with some regularity. But they're keeping it monitored, obviously, extra presence there. A huge event for us, obviously, Los Angeles. But we talk about baseball and the global reach. Man, pretty scary. Couple of minutes as this story broke, or a little earlier in the hour.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what's going on? And look, we wanted to wait before we bring it to, you know, it's 100%. One of those things where, okay, this is not something that we can just run on the air with and go breathlessly tell you about it. But it was a bomb threat. I will harm Ohtani, but it has turned out to not be credible. The game's going to go on as planned, which is awesome, obviously. And look, all the excitement you're going to see, you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to see the results of the game, and it's going to be, here's Ohtani's first at bat and everything. It's exciting, man. I like the fact that we get a whole week's worth out of stories from just two games being spent. And I'm okay that, hey, Ohtani's first game we're seeing is a Dodger. It's at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's okay. This is big for Major League Baseball.
There's another 160 games. And guess what? Yeah. Next year, it's rumored that they're going to have at least one series in Japan to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not going away. You're trying to figure out how you keep getting into different marketplaces, expand your fan reach, and collect as many dollars as you pass go as you can. I mean, you look at what the Angels did for years. That was one of the things that they were most sad about, not just him leaving,
but all that signage in Japanese around Angel Stadium went goodbye as Ohtani signed with the Dodgers. So, you know, there's a lot more commerce and global expansion to be had.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. And this story has come in the last hour or so. Former NHL winger Chris Simon, one of the best enforcers in the game, played 15 years in the game, has died at the age of 52. His family confirming he died by suicide in a statement released on Tuesday night. The family strongly believes and witnessed firsthand that he struggled immensely from CTE, which resulted in his death. Now, he's someone that made a ton of money in the NHL, but he didn't have it, and he played a lot in Russia. He had a lot of problems in recent years, you know, a lot of physical problems. And look, this is a guy that racked up 1,800 penalty minutes in his career, but boy, was this guy fun to watch play. When he first came up in the mid-90s, I mean, I bought a Chris Simon Avalanche jersey because he was watching him with the big long hair, and he had the mustache and the goatee, and he could score goals, and he was an enforcer. It was, watching him was like, where is he on the ice? Here he is. He was such a fun guy to watch play. And his whole career, he was a guy that could score a goal every couple of games. He'd get you a big goal, and he was also one of the biggest enforcers in the game. 15 years in the NHL. Just a sad, sad story, Chris Simon.
Run in some controversy, certainly some back and forth through the years. He had 65 games worth of suspension.
Yeah. In a calendar year, he had like 20 games in 1 year, 2007, I think, and then had another 20 games or 30 games in the fall of that year. You know, it's stunning when I saw this. 52 years old. And I remember when I remember getting the Simon jersey going, this looks so cool. I mean, I was a lot thinner back then, so yeah. I could pull off hockey jerseys. I was like, oh, my God.
Sweater.
And the Avalanche jersey was so great with the red and the blue. It looks so sharp. It looks so sharp, and I wore that thing for a while.
Played with the Blackhawks for a bit. I didn't realize he'd played in Russia quite that long.
Yeah, for like 5 years. Played Russia a long time. Long time. Again, sad story. Chris Simon, 52. And again, I think of Jay Glazer moments like this. If you're not okay, tell somebody. If you're not okay, tell somebody. If you're struggling, tell somebody. There's hotlines. It can save you. It can help. And you know, I know if Jay was on the air with us, he would say the same thing with us right
now. Yeah, doctors testifying that CTE symptoms part of his history these last couple of years, but just a terrible note to end the night.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a big show. We have all of what's going on with night two of the first four. Probably
bracketology,
winning coaches.
Yeah.
We'll give you our final four picks as well. Tell you who's going to win the championship. Maybe it's Wagner College.
Maybe.
Wagner College. Seahawks, everybody.
We'll be ready for night two of Major League Baseball.
My Seahawks. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.